Sometimes it's hard to get your head around the size and scope of the homelessness problem. The one-night count is a tool we can use to do that. The one-night count gives us a snapshot of how many people are unsheltered on our streets on a single night, and it's happening tonight. Actually, early tomorrow morning between 2 and 5 a.m. Hundreds of volunteers will walk the streets of King County counting people who are unsheltered. The agency responsible for the one-night count is All Home King County, and its director, Mark Putnam, says we need to know the level of unmet need.
They're in tents, they're in cars, they're in emergency rooms, they're riding the bus all night. I talked to a gentleman just this past week who prefers not to be in shelter and rides the bus every night. You know, this is the population that is often the hardest to reach, those that are unsheltered. They're often more likely to have mental illness and chemical dependency issues that keep them in a cycle of being on the street. And so we need to make sure that we're not just thinking about those that have the wherewithal to come for services and participate in our programs, but that we're identifying that unmet need and then tailoring our programs to make sure that we're doing more for them.
How accurate is the one-night count?
It's definitely an estimate. So a number of things limit our ability to get a true sort of census. People have to be found. They have to be seen. King County is one of the larger counties geographically in the country. So we can't get everywhere, but we do fan out and capture as much of the county as we can. But there are limitations to that.
Help me picture that interaction. The homeless one-night count volunteer does what? Just walks around with a...
Yeah.
Clipboard? Are they interacting with the people they're counting?
Typically not. People are sleeping. So I've done the count, you know, obviously a number of times. Last year I was in Bellevue, so I'll describe that experience. So we had a team of five of us. We had flashlights. One of us had a clipboard with a tally. If we saw somebody sleeping on a bench, we noted that they were sleeping on a bench. If we saw somebody in a tent, you know, we checked that box. Typically, you can't tell whether they are male or female, but if you can tell that, then you would note that as well. We're not waking people up. We're not shining the flashlight on the tent. We're very discreet about what we're doing.
Do you ever feel like you're invading someone's privacy anyway, even if it's for a good reason?
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, it's somebody walking into your front yard, into your house, into your space. They are... in the uncomfortable, dangerous situation of living in public. And so definitely we do feel like that. But we also feel like it's incredibly important. It's an important tool for us to understand the need, to make the case to our federal and state partners for the amount of need that we have. And, you know, it drives decision making and our advocacy.
How does this number help us address the problem of people who don't have a place to live?
It helps us identify the gap that we still need, you know, that many more resources. And then those measures drive, policy decisions around, in order to make homelessness more rare, we need to reduce the number of newly homeless people that come into our county each year. We have about 50% of the number of people that were homeless last year in King County that hadn't been homeless here before. So we need to reduce that flow, address the causes of homelessness, which are lack of housing affordability and mental health. I could go on. So a lot of different causes. The data really drives the actions that are taken throughout the year.
Somebody might listen to this conversation, say, wait, so we've been doing the one-night count for years.
Yeah.
A lot of counting.
Yeah.
And there's more. We see more and more homeless people in King County. So, what makes us think this is doing us any good?
I hear you. So, like, what's the point? Like, why do we keep doing this? I think each one of those people count, right, as somebody that we need to house. And I think each year it is an opportunity for us to raise awareness. Some of this, these counts and the advocacy does lead to victories of that lead to housing and services for people experiencing homelessness. So we do see the incremental progress. And we need more people to pay attention and to believe that all people deserve a home. And we think with that foundation that it'll lead to more people being housed if more people have that belief.
You ever have a memorable
interaction, encounter with someone you're counting?
I remember last year in Bellevue, out of the corner of our eye, we saw a bench that was right under a street light, incredibly bright, right outside a bank, I think, in downtown Bellevue. And a man laying there, no blanket, just laying there at, 3:30, 4 in the morning on that bench. And I think under the light, and it just struck us that the reason he was there under the light was for safety, and that he had nothing with him. He didn't have a backpack. He had his head on the bench, and he had no blanket. So, I can still picture him. I think everybody has a story like that that does the count. I think it sticks with them. And we hope drives home the importance of addressing this issue.
That is Mark Putnam, director of All Home King County, the agency responsible for tonight's one-night count. We'll have the results of the count for you on KUOW tomorrow morning. Last year, they counted nearly 4,000 people in King County, 2,800 of those in Seattle. Putnam says he hopes the number will go down this year, but that seems unlikely.